Today we will share what we have done for this mobile network performance. I make sure that it's mobile, not mobile. We get confused in Hong Kong sometimes. So Dao Yun is a third-year PhD student at SMU. Wei Chao is just graduated with PhD, and Eric is an undergraduate student. And that being is the current Dao Yun's PhD study advisor. Today, we all know we are living in a mobile environment, network environment. So a lot of times, we have problems with cellular networks, with Wi-Fi networks. So it's very important for us to really understand what's going on. And knowing what's going on is a first step to really diagnose the problems that we encounter. So in this work, we would like to come up a measurement app which can accurately measure the network performance for the users. How many of you have used speed test apps? Okay, a lot. So we have a lot of choices. Here is just a sample of them. If you are doing research, you may have used MobiPerf or the Netalyzer. Now, all of them still follow so-called the landline measurement paradigm. What I mean by this is that you have a measurement app on your phone. Then the app would launch a performance measurement by sending pull packets to a fixed server, which could be MNAP server, which is dedicated for measurement, or for a web server. So once you receive the response, then you can measure latency, throughput, and so on. But in a mobile environment, what happens is that this kind of network performance perhaps is not fine-grained enough for us to diagnose problems connected to a particular app. So say, for example, we have Facebook, WhatsApp, YouTube, and so on. And what we like to do is that we would like to measure the performance for each app. So what we like to do is that we would like to measure, instead of to the measurement server, we would like to measure to this app's surface. So there are a couple of things that make this problem difficult, because the measurement app usually do not know what kind of app that you want to measure, and also doesn't know the app server. Second problem is that the measurement app usually do not know when the user actually sent out packets from those apps that you want to measure. So that's a kind of asynchronous fashion that what you measure is actually not at the same time as you're using the app. So our goal is to come up with a speed test app that can accurately and promptly measure the latency. At this point, we are working on other metrics like bandwidth for each app, and also with very small overheads. What we mean by accuracy is that we benchmark to the CCP dump, so because we would like to measure the network delay. Promptness means that we always have to be ready to do measurements, because you don't know when the another app's actually sending out packets. Third, of course, is for each app, active app that on your phone, we would like to measure them, and also all the domains connected to this app. Minimum overhead, meaning that we don't want to create additional traffic to the network, very low latency on the normal apps, and also very low bandwidth overhead on the normal apps. So we have designed and implemented this app, mobile app as an Android app. I'm sorry for this iPhone users. This, we do research, forgive us for doing this for the Google first, and we are on the way to iPhone. So there are a couple of things about this app is that, again, it's per app measurement, which has not been done before. So when you use speed test, you cannot see the performance for each app. It may be too small. This is a snapshot of the screenshot for like MobEye. You can see that all the apps that is running on the phone can be measured in terms of RTT, minimum maximum average. But more than that, what we can also do is that we can also go into a particular application app and look at all the latency connected to that, so all the domains that we can actually measure. So in this case, later on we'll show you examples that will help us to diagnose what's going on if there's a problem. The second aspect is very important is we would like to do this measurement whenever there's app traffic. Okay, we don't want to do it when there's no app traffic because there's no one cares about the network condition at that time. So here to do this two together, we use the VPN Surface API available in Android and actually also in iOS. So what it does is that you capture the packets from the normal apps and you sort of pass it to the app servers. But at the same time, I will use this packets to do the measurement. So I'll show you later. So the way of doing this is that you don't need to root the machine because it doesn't need the root privilege for VPN service. No additional traffic because we are using the normal apps traffic for measurement. And the user actually doesn't need to do anything except they have to agree to use the VPN service. This is like, you can say this is similar to a proxy. So MobEye is like an app in the user space. So on the left-hand side, all the apps communicate with MobEye using an internal TCP connection or UDP association. So the relay and also the left internet connection is within the phone. The outside connection is from the phone to the surface, the app surface that the apps want to communicate with. So the first step, of course, is, again, we're using VPN. So all the packets from the apps will be captured and sent it to a virtual network interface in the MobEye. So go to the user space, and MobEye captures all the packets from the apps. And all these packets are raw IP packets. So obviously, one of the questions is how do we know from this IP packets which app that it comes from? So that's the first question that we... Later on, we'd like to ask, what's the packet to app mapping? Because we would like to terminate connection, so we have to use TCP connection, TCP state machine to disconnect the terminate connection in MobEye. So we have to use a user-level TCP stack. On the right-hand side, what we have is that we have to relay the app traffic to the intended app servers using socket connections. So the question is, how do we use the socket connections to measure RTT? Of course, finally, how do we splice this together so that the packets that we see from the app through the VPN tunnel to go to the corresponding socket and send to the server? Okay, so these are the three questions that I'd like to answer it briefly. For packet to app mapping, it turns out that you can actually get information from Android, using a profile system, you can find out for every apps given the socket address, you can find out a unique ID. This unique ID can also be mapped to the application's name using another API. So we can actually know based on the IP and the TCP information, we know which app that this comes from. And we only need to do this once for TCP. In the same segment. RTT measurement on the right-hand side, external connections, so that we have four socket calls that we can call. A connect call establish the connection, so we can find that this is always sync X, so in this one round of packets, we can measure the RTT. So connect call can be used for this purpose. But write call usually is not the case. It can involve multiple rounds of packets, and so is the red. And finally, close, sometimes you can use a fin act, but not always. So at the end, we can only use the connect call to measure the RTT. And finally, how do we splice the two, the state machine, TCP state machine on the left-hand side for the VPN tunnel and the right-hand side of the socket connection. We just use two-way referencing, so point to each other, so we don't have to like guess which one is which. So when we establish, when we see a sync segment, we establish the TCP state machine and also socket, and we link them together. Parsing a tunnel packet is similar to like the proxy. So parsing a sync, and then we have to, for a sync to the remote server and get a connection and acknowledge to the app. Pure acknowledgement, we don't need to forward to the remote site because there's no data and so on. So you can refer to the paper for the details. And finally, the socket processing, also we have to connect to the tunnel. For example, the socket RED call. So we have to receive the data from the RED buffer. And also we have to send this data and put it in a packet and send to the VPN tunnel. Again, these are the connection between the two connections. Okay, there are two challenges that we have. So one of them is measurement accuracy, which is, again, is very important to us. So one of the issues is that there are a couple of issues that involve. One of the issues is that MobEye, of course, use non-blocking a socket channel for the external connections. But the thing is that we find out from the experiment that sometimes it acts latency. So to the time for getting acknowledgement from the remote server. So in this case, what we like to do is that we want to remove this latency as much as we can because we will affect the times that we receive the return call from the connect. So that would inflate unnecessarily the latency. So what we like to do is we temporarily create a thread for each connect call so that it won't be affected by other packets. But we only use it for the connect call. After it's finished, we go back to the main thread and using the non-blocking mode. So this is one major issue that we discover and we try to remove the inaccuracy because of this. Now, second issue is that we would like to minimize the impact on other apps. Before we talk about this, let's just very briefly talk about implementation of MobEye. So here we have three threads that are used for implementing MobEye. One of them is for reading packets from the tunnel. So that means it's like outgoing packets from app to MobEye. So it's going through this tunnel. The second one is the tunnel writer. So it's reverse direction. When we write to a tunnel, we use another thread. Now, the reason for this is maybe you can read the papers because, again, those processes also create latency for the normal apps. The final thread is the main worker, which is just taking care of everything else in MobEye. Now, I'm not going to talk about all the details here, so let me just highlight the flow. So for the outgoing packets from app to the server, so you receive the packets through the tunnel, so we have to retrieve the packets from tunnel. Because a separate thread, we have to have a queue to store it. And we have to pass these packets to know where is the destination IP and port numbers, and also, as we recall, which app that sends these packets. And then we have to create, we have not created the state machine yet, we have to create it at the beginning when we receive a sync segment, and also the socket for the external connection. And then we have to send it out. So this is the basically the outgoing flow. Incoming is a bit simpler. We're just coming in from the socket, go to this state machine, the socket and state machine, and then write to the tunnel. Now, for this implementation, we have quite a bit of challenges because we would like to minimize the latency and throughput on the other normal apps. So let me just highlight this. One of them is that there's a delay incurred for reading from the tunnel. And also, we have to make sure that the selector we have that we're just listening for events for red queue and also socket write events, we have to interleave that so that it won't have a lot of delays. And also, we have this mapping for packet to app mapping. We actually find that this also incur milliseconds delay. And finally, we can also tune the performance between the internal connection and also the writing packets to the tunnel and also sending out on the socket connection. All of them create latency and also throughput overhead. So you can read the paper. So let me just skip this one. So evaluation consists of two parts. One of them is accuracy, overheads, and also the resource consumption. And the other one is the large-scale crowdsourcing measurement. So measurement accuracy, we choose three destinations with different RTT. So we run a simple app that we created and with MobEye and without MobEye and see what is the overhead and the latency. And we found out that the latency for with MobEye actually varies. This accuracy compared with TP-Dump. So the difference between MobEye's measurement and TP-Dump is very, very small. And also we compare with MobiPerf, and you can see that MobiPerf actually is another mobile apps that measure performance of mobile networks, and the difference is actually much higher. And there are a few reasons for that. One of them is that they use a very high-level HTTP socket call. The second one is the measurement overhead on the other apps. Again, we use our own small app to test the performance with and without MobEye. And the latency for additional latency for sync is higher than the data packets we expected because sync, when you receive it, you still have to do a few more things. Overall, it's actually very, very small compared with the average RTT that we observe from our crowdsourcing results. And throughput, we also measure it. The difference is very, very small with MobEye. Haystack, another mobile app, which is for privacy leak. Similar, they use VPN tunnels, so we just include them for comparison. So in this case, the Haystack didn't really perform the enhancements we did in the implementation, so they have much higher overhead for the throughput. Okay, so let's move out to resource consumption. Again, MobEye, because of the all the enhancements we have done in different parts that we just briefly mentioned, the CPU actually has very low overhead. Battery, 1%, and also memory is much, much smaller than Haystack. Again, I'm not going to go with details. This is like playing videos for like high definition video for an hour. Okay, so I've quickly thought about this crowdsourcing. So we have done this crowdsourcing since last year, May. We have over 10,000 line of codes. So far, I think we are approaching or exceed 10K in Google Play in stores. We still have 2,000 active in stores. Average rating about, I think, 4.1. So there are few people actually give us five star. Okay, we have done a lot for this crowdsourcing. We have received all the installs and measurements all over the world. So mostly it's actually from the United States and then the UK, India also has a lot of installs. So very briefly, so the overall RTT we see is that the median is not high, 65. Also you look at we haven't really included all of them, but there's a long tail. 10% of them is actually very, very large, 400 milliseconds. I think it may be to do the buffer bloat problems that one speaker has talked about yesterday. Also, the cell networks performs better, perform worse than Wi-Fi. But LTE also is better than other cell networks, but it's still not as good as Wi-Fi. So these are all the apps in A, but in B part, we just single out the top number of apps and see the performance, and over 70% they have actually lower than 100 milliseconds. Okay, so you can imagine we measure a lot of this measurement from different apps. WhatsApp is outstanding in terms of the worst performance. So what happens? So let me briefly talk about this because we can measure all the domains from from this WhatsApp, so we can actually analyze them. So altogether, 334 domains we can measure. And the mean RTT is over 200 milliseconds. And we find that most of the domains, over 300, actually suffer more than 200 millisecond delay, but only three is less than 100. So what happens? Because they deploy differently. So the three deploys in their own CDN, but the most of them deploy in a soft layer. Hopefully there's no one from this company. It's a server hosting company. So what happens to the 331 domains? Well, we actually have measured from different networks. Only two networks have a good performance. The rest of them has a high latency. So most of them are between 200 and 300, even more than 300 milliseconds. So the overall RTT is high, but the reason for this high latency is because of the 300 domains that's actually hosted in the soft layer technologies that do not do well. Okay, so let me skip the DNS. You can look at the papers for DNS because we can also measure a lot of traffic from DNS transactions. Okay, let me just summarize. So MobEye, you can actually play with it, again, if you use Android. So I think this is the first measurement app that allows you to measure performance for each app. Since it's very user-friendly, you don't need to do any push button to launch measurement. Just the first time you allow the VPN service to be enabled, then you can just do it in the background for you. Future work, still a lot of things to improve. More metrics, more robustness. Also, of course, the Apple fan, iOS. We have a lot of data, so we have to find a way to analyze them. And also, we have already mentioned some of the problems that we observe to ISP and developers, like one of them is the Tencent problem. Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Jun from the Hewlett Packard Labs. Very good work. I like your applications to measure application-specific of the performance. My question is, are you also collecting this data from the each mobile device when we install this application on our phone? Are you collecting this personal data from the each mobile
device? No. Yeah. So we don't need to look at the packet content because we're not doing privacy study. So we essentially just look at the IP, the port. We don't remember anything that's private to the users.
Okay.
So it's listed out in the first page when you are using the app.
Yeah. In addition to the global application performance, and also when we use applications on the mobile phone through Wi-Fi, LTE, and also we have different performance, and also we have different performance on the time scale.
Yeah.
Also, we have different performance on the each locations of current users.
Right.
But currently, we can see the only global view of performance. I don't know any clue about what my performance on home or office or whatever my context.
As I said, the current app is like a research app. So later on, we can personalize the measurements for you. So in this case, you can see the performance.
Personalized.
That's a good idea. We can also collect the geolocation if the user allows us to.
Brent Stevens, UW-Madison. Have you thought about how to apply this to measuring throughput in addition to latency?
Measure what side?
Throughput?
Throughput, bandwidth? Yes, we can actually do it by the other socket calls that we have used. But currently, because those measurements may not be so accurate as the RTT, so for academic papers, it's better not to put it there. But we can estimate the throughput.